Greece, the cradle of civilization. Greek civilization created Europe. Perhaps it can destroy it, too.
A man needs a little madness, or else he never dares cut the rope and be free.
Zorba the Greek, not some happy little folktale this morning. The sound of the bouzouki is putting the fear in bankers from London to Frankfurt. The Greek bailout that threatens to swallow Europe.
Madness.
Madness? We've got plenty of that. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's Thursday, April 29th. Perhaps not all-out madness there in Europe, but certainly some economic insecurity. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning. I am in Detroit, my favorite city. It feels good to be home with our friends at WDET today, but let's get a check of the news. Things are going from bad to worse in the Gulf of Mexico, five times worse, reportedly. BP CEO Doug Suttle says the massive oil spill is larger than they thought.
We discovered a new point of leak. This leak is just beyond the top of the blowout preventer.
BP disputes how much more oil is spilling into the sea, but government officials say more than 200,000 gallons have been leaking into the Gulf every day. Last night, the Coast Guard rounded up and burned some of the oil, but the massive slick is headed toward the Louisiana coast and is expected to make landfall tomorrow night.
Financial overhaul is heading to the Senate floor now. Republicans ended their three-day filibuster yesterday, allowing debate on the bill to begin today. Speaking aboard Air Force One last night, President Obama says it's about time.
This shouldn't have to be a partisan issue. Republicans, Democrats, independents, everybody was hurt by the crisis on Wall Street.
On Capitol Hill, the focus shifts to the details. Officials expect about 2 weeks of votes on various amendments. The watchword in Europe this morning is contagion. There's fear Greece's financial crisis will spread through the Eurozone, with both Spain and Portugal seeing their credit ratings drop to junk status in the past 2 days. We're joined now by Kenneth Rogoff, professor of economics at Harvard. He's the former chief economist at the International Monetary Fund. Good morning, professor.
Good morning.
So I can just see by looking at a map how Greece and Spain are connected to Europe, but how is this European economic crisis connected principally to the U.S. economy, in your view?
In a lot of ways, but Europe is our biggest export destination. A recession there can't be good for jobs in the U.S.
What about interest rates?
Well, I don't think it'll hit our interest rates right away, but 5 years from now, people might remember this.
All right, Kenneth Rogoff, stay with us. Lots more to talk about in that story in just a moment.
The chief of the Pakistani Taliban is now believed to have survived a U.S. missile strike earlier this year. American officials claimed they killed the militant leader back in January, but today Pakistani intelligence says he was only injured. The first lawsuit is expected to be filed today against Arizona's new immigration law. A Latino coalition plans to argue the law violates due process rights. Other Latino groups are also planning legal challenges.
The first mail results from the census could mean trouble for five states. New York, California, Texas, Arizona, and Florida are all close to losing congressional seats at this time, based on the census count. Federal Reserve left interest rates alone again yesterday, saying the job market is improving. Stocks rebounded on the news. Asian markets are down this morning, though. European indices up. Futures are up on Wall Street. The Dow will get underway at 11,045. The S&P opens at 1,191. And the NASDAQ begins at 2,471.
I am broadcasting live from Detroit today and tomorrow. And today we're going to hear from Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist Jeffrey Eugenides. He's left the city, but still writes about it. And it made us wonder, tell us about the place that you first called home and perhaps have had to leave. How you look back on your hometown. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or you can post to thetakeaway.org.
What do they say? You can't go home again? Prove us wrong, all right? 877-8-MY-TAKE. In a few minutes, we're going to look at the economic crisis in Europe precipitated by troubles in Greece, Spain, and Portugal.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science. Neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.